The world's second largest insurance brokerage has agreed to pay $190 million to settle fraud charges. The Aon Corporation was accused of cheating its customers through a series of anti-competitive practices. It's the second major insurance broker to agree to such a settlement since New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer unveiled his investigation into the insurance business last fall. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Aon has agreed to put $190 million into a fund to compensate clients who were hurt by its practices. Although it did not admit to some of the more serious charges against it, Aon did acknowledge that some of its employees acted improperly, and for that, it issued a public apology. Richard Blumenthal is the Attorney General of Connecticut, which, along with New York and Illinois, negotiated the settlement with the company.
The apology is for a pervasive practice of kickbacks, a hidden pay-to-play scheme that severely harmed both public and private clients.
Aon is an insurance broker, which means it's paid by businesses to find the best coverage at the cheapest price. But a complaint released today said it was also secretly taking kickbacks from those same insurance companies. Firms that refused to pay these so-called contingent commission fees were barred from bidding for business. In some cases, the complaint says Aon would steer business to insurance firms if they agreed to buy other unrelated services from the company. In one email, an Aon executive says he threatened to stop meeting with Liberty Mutual representatives if they didn't buy reinsurance services from Aon. "Needless to say, I got their attention," he writes. The complaint says the insurance companies even paid part of the salaries of Aon employees, who were then expected to steer business their way. Robert Hunter is insurance director at the Consumer Federation of America.
It's shocking. In the documents, you find that people like Chubb and Fireman's Fund and others were actually not only paying salaries to people, they also was internal documentation going back and forth. They were making it clear to the executives in Aon that their bonuses were dependent upon these putting money into some of these companies.
The complaint says the fees paid to Aon were often passed on to customers in the form of higher premiums. In one email, an insurance company employee complains that Aon's contingent commission fees could hit 2.5% this year, and then adds, "Let's load an additional 2.5% in their premiums." This is the second settlement involving a major insurance brokerage firm this year. In January, Marsh & McLennan agreed to pay $850 million to settle bid rigging charges. The Aon settlement is lower because the company itself is smaller. That being said, the settlement will be costly for Aon. The company has agreed to stop accepting contingent commission fees, which the complaint says account for about 1/4 of its annual revenue. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.